You're listening to In It Together, the podcast. I'm Arun Roth. Today is April 14th, 2021. Coming up, I'll speak with Don Cox, head of the Massachusetts Military Support Foundation, about the Food for Vets program and the increased need for food and housing in the veteran community. But first, we'll start as always with the latest numbers from the state's Department of Public Health. The DPH is reporting just over 2,000 new cases of the virus and 14 new deaths. This brings the total number of cases statewide to roughly 624,000 and the total number of deaths to over 17,000. The seven-day test positive rate landed today at 2.39%. With me now is Don Cox. He's the president and CEO of the Massachusetts Military Support Foundation. Don, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So could you first give us a sketch of what the Massachusetts Military Support Foundation does, the services you provide?
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization founded to provide aid and assistance to veteran families and active duty military families across the Commonwealth. We were incorporated in 2017, and since 2017, we have run Food for Vets, Coats for Vets, Operation Backpack, Operation Santa. We have provided aid and assistance to over 60,000 families across Massachusetts from a veteran standpoint and a military standpoint. And most recently, during the pandemic, we have answered the bell to provide not only food for our veteran community and our military community, but also for every common citizen in the Commonwealth that needed assistance during this pandemic.
Yeah, we wanted to talk some more about the Food for Vets program. Did that exist before the pandemic?
We ran empowerment centers that provided aid and assistance to veterans and military families before the pandemic. And with the shutdown orders and the social distancing and everything that came into place, we had to create a new way to be able to provide meals and services to those families. So what we did was we packed a box with three meals a day, 14 days, because of the time frame that you had to stay out if you thought you had symptoms. And we made it for two people so that we could handle a husband and wife. So approximately 84 meals in a box. And we started back in March of last year, where we had a goal to provide 50,000 boxes to veterans in need during the pandemic. And we far surpassed that, and we far surpassed anything we expected to do. We provided not only shelf-stable foods in our Food for Vet boxes, but we've also provided fresh fruit, produce, dairy, and proteins for over 600,000 boxes that we've distributed throughout Massachusetts.
Wow. We just spoke with Project Bread about the increase in food insecurity because of the pandemic, which has been substantial. Food for Vets specifically helps veterans and their families. Could you talk in some detail about the challenges that you're seeing with the veterans community during the pandemic and how it is for them?
It's not only the veteran community, it's the veteran prior life community, I call it. We weren't aware when we started this how many veteran families that have been left behind because of divorce. And those families that were brought to our attention during the pandemic increased our need twofold. We had a very high percentage of military kids who were born in the military whose fathers or mothers have moved on, and they were left behind and weren't considered veteran children. And those became very evident to us early on during the pandemic. And we found a way to service that group and take care of it. And we also not only found that we weren't servicing just veterans and military families, there was people in the community that were out of work that needed assistance. They couldn't get to a shelter or get to a pantry or get to a soup kitchen. And with our drive-through distributions that we run every week, we were able to take and answer those needs as well. So it's been a well-rounded, full-throat assault on this social and food insecurity that we've had during the past year.
Well, Don, it sounds like you've expanded the scope of your mission there. Is it going to stay expanded in this way after the pandemic's over, do you think?
I believe it will. I think that we will have a bigger role statewide in a number of programs that we became involved in above and beyond our military and veteran mission, because we've found that there's a number of military and veteran children, as I mentioned, that need assistance that are no longer connected through the military. And in order to make sure that we sustain those families as well as the ones that our mission involves, we're gonna continue to be out there and do what it takes to take care of the need of those people.
And how have you done that with your organization? Because you're providing so much more. You must have had to, in terms of logistics, you must be a bigger organization now, right?
Well, we have over 2,000 volunteers who help us statewide. We went from 3 vans, a small box truck, and a large box truck to we now have 12 trailers, tractor trailers that we operate. We have 6 box trucks, and we have 4 vans that we're running to provide food and assistance across the state. We generated 22.2 million meals, and we received and distributed 42.7 million pounds of food in the last year.
That's just
amazing.
Prior
to the pandemic, we were distributing about 4 million pounds of food on an annual basis before COVID hit. So we're almost 10 times what we did in 2019, in 2020.
So if there are people who need help, or people who want to help, who want to volunteer or contribute in some way, how do they find you?
Our website is mmsfi.org, which is Mass Military Support Foundation, Inc. And you can Google us. Where if you put in Food for Vets, we come up immediately. If you go on the web and hit mmsfi.org, you'll find our website. And there's a phone number is 617-755-7413. You can call our offices.
Don, before we let you go, I mean, we've been talking about food insecurity in particular, but I have to imagine that there's other elements of what you do with all the stuff you do that you've had to step up during the pandemic.
Absolutely. The homeless situation has become incredible in this state. We did recently, this past winter, we did 20,000 coats statewide to people in need for winter jackets. And we found that the homeless issue has created a need for housing that we're working on with a number of other organizations that we're collaborating with, trying to develop homeless shelters, not shelters, but homeless mini housing, so that people aren't in a congested area, so that the pandemic doesn't affect them if they're homeless.
And do you think that, as with the food program, that you'll be keeping these aspects of your mission going forward as we start to come out?
I think when we come out of this pandemic, we're going to come out as a much bigger organization than we went in. And I think we're going to come out with a lot of resources that we didn't anticipate the need that was going to be there. I think job training is going to be a big need for our veteran family who needs spousal income to make ends meet. And I think our jobs training program will be paramount going out of the pandemic, as will our housing issue. I think there's a lot of people who are on the cliff right now with housing and the cost of renting places that we want to make sure we keep safe. And in order to do that, I think we're going to take a bigger role in veteran and military family housing for those in need and those at risk. And I think you'll see that as one of our missions coming forward in the next couple of years.
You know, it seems that almost every problem that we talk about, when we're talking about problems we've been dealing with in the pandemic, are things that were already there and just the pandemic has made them more visible. Is that the same case, do you think, with food insecurity among veterans? And what would you like people to take away from this?
I think the one thing that people need to realize is that the safety nets that were in place for food security, and I call it food security, not food insecurity, because I think we had safety nets in place with food banks and food pantries and shelters and soup kitchens, and they weren't equipped to handle the need that arose from a pandemic of this size. And whether we come out of this with the lessons learned to improve on those areas that we fell short, or we come out of it with a new structure. I think that is going to be the biggest lesson we take away from this. I've spoken with Congressman McGovern and Congressman Keating on a number of occasions about this, and I think there needs to be a rework of what we do with shelters, pantries, and soup kitchens to help those in need. And I think we have to pay more attention to the needs and the nutritional values of the food we give than the quantity and quality of what we give. And I think that is the way we're going to find the bright side of this pandemic.
Don, it's been really good speaking with you. Really important stuff, and good to get a perspective on this. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's Don Cox. He's the president and CEO of the Massachusetts Military Support Foundation. Thanks for listening to In It Together, the podcast from GBH News in Boston. You can listen to the full show live Monday through Thursday on 89.7 FM if you're in the Boston area, or you can stream online at our website, wgbhnews.org. You can listen to full episodes there as well. Our show is produced by Amanda Beeland and Matt Baskin. Our technical director is Bill Piacitelli. All music written and produced by Elio DeLuca. See you tomorrow, and remember, we're all in it together.